I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The tit-for-tat war awards with Iran raises concerns of what else could loom on the horizon. Keep listening for a prayerful perspective. And a ministry harnesses the power of technology to help an underground church create small groups. It's the intersection of creativity and mission. But first, believers remain a target as U.S.-Iran tensions escalate. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says,
when Iran's relationship with the West is strained, the Iranian Christian persecutions also ramp up. In light of this latest news, one can expect a major crackdown on Christian and other minorities living in Iran.
U.S. President Trump tweeted warnings about further attacks while Congress took steps to block military action. Over the weekend, Iraq voted to expel U.S. troops, and Iran pulled back from the 2015 nuclear agreement. European Union leaders will meet on Friday to discuss next steps. Ansari says things don't look like they're going to calm down anytime soon.
The Iranian Islamic leaders are seeking ways to retaliate on hard or soft American targets globally. This development would escalate the tension between the two countries.
Heart for Iran broadcasts Christ's hope to Iran through its satellite TV platform, Mohabbat TV.
Pray for Mohabbat Virtual Church platform. This is the primary outlet where people can learn how to stay spiritually strong despite social unrest. Inside Iran, converts to Christianity are watched and acted against on a regular basis. Also pray for God's strong presence and peace to cover the situation at hand.
Next, Pastor Wang Yi of China's well-known Early Rain Covenant Church was sentenced to 9 years in prison last week. Now, the Chinese government never held a public trial for Pastor Wang, but instead charged him behind closed doors with inciting subversion of state power and illegal business activities. These kangaroo court proceedings are just one more nail in the coffin for religious freedom in China. Joe Handley with Asian Access says many Chinese churches are getting creative with how they meet, like this congregation.
Basically, the entire church body walks in a park, and they all have these headsets, and they're listening to what you and I would think of like a podcast, but in reality, one of those walkers is the pastor, and he's preaching into a microphone, and they're listening to it on their earbuds walking around the park together. So it's just a new way to do church.
Handley says even though the church faces increasing pressure to conform to the communist agenda, they're responding with love to their neighbors.
Those who are deep followers of Jesus, they're trying to say, how can we make peace in society? How can we stand in the gap and help be that bridge in the midst of what's happening today?
This is how you can pray. Ask God to give Chinese believers wisdom and grace as they represent Jesus. And there are more than 6.9 billion Christians worldwide. What if they could harness technology to join in small group fellowship? Sammy Tippett Ministries is working to make that a reality. The program is based on WhatsApp, a free messaging, video, and voice application. Daily videos, resources, and training are provided. It's then up to a group leader to find the members, says founder Sammy Tippett.
This enables us to cross borders. It enables us to cross language barriers. And so the barriers that keep us from helping others to grow in Christ are broken down through these small groups by using technology and incorporating technology into the whole small group concept.
These virtual groups are not intended to replace church-based small groups. They are intended for believers separated by distance to supplement traditional weekly in-person gatherings.
We're actually encouraging people not only to use those human small groups, but to take technology, add that technology to those human small groups, and enable a more effective discipleship.
The project sign-up and kickoff in mid-January is quickly approaching. Believers interested in starting their own groups or supplementing existing ones can find out more through links at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you, so you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.